Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hi, Mary. This is Don Rose with Penguin Book Writers. I'd appreciate if you can please return my call at 888. Yes, hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak with Mary Dedukovich?
This is her speaking.
Ma'am, this is Don Rose from Penguin Book Writers. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. You spoke with one of my colleagues yesterday with regards to book writing services, if you would recall.
Yes, I did.
Okay. I am the one who is looking after this project, and I called up your attorney, Anthony Rich. I actually called him a couple of times, but I could not get a hold of him. So should I call him again? Do you think so he'll be in the office? Would you know if he's available? Or should I drop him an email first?
Drop him an email because he's in court till after 5.
Okay.
He was leaving for court yesterday. He said he wouldn't be there till after 5. Yeah, you can call him and then drop him an email and call again because I think he's on a criminal case.
I see. And, ma'am, you don't happen to have his email address.
Oh, no, I don't have his email address.
I see.
No,
don't have to worry about it.
I
will get a hold of him. If I don't get a hold of him, I'll leave him a detailed voicemail one more time requesting him to call me back so we can discuss this proposition, and hopefully he will be able to explain the entire process to you better, and we'll go from there then, okay?
Well, I'm hoping we can get this book because I really think we can do movie rights on it if we can get something going.
Absolutely, we can.
If I didn't talk to the people from CNN News, and they're the ones who told me to contact Oprah Winfrey, and I have to look for the envelopes because this was a new process for me.
Okay.
And I very appreciate that you called me back.
No
and
problem,
give
ma'am.
Anthony a call and leave a message, and he will get back to you because he is a criminal lawyer.
Okay.
And
no worries.
I got hooked up with him because I'm involved in politics, and there was a young man that worked for one of the judges, and I was telling him about it, and he's the one who hooked me up. He did have help people write a couple books, but it's only in Lorraine. But I feel my book can be nationwide.
I get it, ma'am.
Right now,
so Anthony would basically know what your requirements are, what you are expecting, and he would basically know the gist of everything, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Perfect. So
I have copyrights. I do have the copyrights.
Perfect.
From Washington D.C. from the Library of Congress.
So, ma'am, if you got 5 minutes, I just want to have a quick sort of alignment of thought here. What exactly is the book about?
It's about elderly abuse, and it's a true story of my mother in a nursing home, and then my experience in a nursing home. And my true stories, and then a little bit about Alzheimer's. And it all pertains to older people. And I really think people will be interested in this because this is what's happening to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
In the United States.
It is. I completely concur with you. So I take it that you have already written a manuscript or not?
Yes, I have already. My daughter put everything on the computer and sent it to him. I'm not familiar because I'm older, and he has everything in his office.
I understand. Okay, so as I said, fingers crossed, I'm going to get a hold of Anthony. As soon as I speak with him, I'll explain everything to him. He'll circle back to you. He'll explain everything to you. And if you feel comfortable with the entire process, hopefully we'll be able to get you on board. Okay?
Okay, that'll be fine.
Perfect.
And I thank you very much, and if you can't get a hold of him, I will give him a call too later this evening because since he's in court till 5 o'clock, by the time he leaves the courthouse and gets to his office and answers, it's probably like 6:30, 7 o'clock at
night. Yes, I understand. I will try to call him right around at that time then, okay?
Yeah, and ask him if he could leave. If he calls you, well, you could talk to him and ask for his email. I wish I had it, but I don't.
I'll get it from him. I'll get it from him. No worries.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, ma'am.
And what did you say your name was?
My name is Don Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S is the last name. First name, Don, D-O-N.
Okay, I got that because I wrote down the man I talked to.
Rob Williams.
It was Rob. Yes.
Correct. Okay,
thank you very much.
Anytime, ma'am. Thank you so much. Well, it was wonderful speaking with you. Have a good day now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.